This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is
Well, as we've been mentioning this morning, it is a tale of two presidents. Well, maybe a tale of four presidents, but a tale between Trump and Biden and where they decided to spend their time in the New York area. One president went to go have his picture taken for $100,000 a pop, and the other one, the former president, went to the funeral services of a fallen New York police officer, Jonathan Dillard, 31 years old, leaving behind a widow and a one-year-old son. And I think, folks, this all speaks volumes to the voters, volumes to the country, and volumes about where are the priorities that we need to focus on as we try to rebuild out of the rubble of the Biden administration. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, the Good Friday edition this week, and we're glad to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we'll be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour. If you have questions or comments for our good friend making his triumphant return here to the program this morning, we're so glad to have him back with us, Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and author of the book Nullification. It's great to have you back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. I missed that a lot. Frank, you've been under the weather a little bit, but I was telling everybody as we went through this week that you're going to be coming back here on Friday. So here we are. And I know a lot of people have been pulling for you out there. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it. It was a little bit more than under the weather. I spent some time in the hospital. Let's just say that when you feel that something's going on with your ticker or with your head, pay attention to it, because it can be serious. And I'm just very thankful for the people over at Good Samaritan Hospital and in Downers Grove, Illinois, where I was at the time, and the York Center Fire Department for making sure that I live to be on this side of the sod today.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, as I said, I know a lot of people have been pulling for you. I know there's a lot of folks on Facebook that I've seen as well that have just been giving you good wishes and prayers. You've been in all of our prayers, and I know how scary this must have been. But of course, as a former firefighter and a paramedic, obviously this you kind of knew what was going on pretty quick.
Yeah, I knew what was going on. I'm very thankful for my girlfriend CJ, who's an ex-nurse, who realized it immediately that something was wrong and insisted that action be taken. That's another thing. If you feel something's wrong, don't wait, because time is of the essence in certain instances. So I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be here. And I'm very thankful for everybody who reached out to find out what was going on, offered me prayers and everything else. It is greatly appreciated, and I'm thankful for you.
Indeed. Well, and thank the Lord that you're doing so well. That's what I have to say, absolutely. Well, Frank, of course, there's a lot going on, and just in the intro right there, we had the fallen police officer who was being honored at basically the same time that President Biden swooped into town to have $100,000 pictures taken. There couldn't be a greater dichotomy going on here.
Well, let me make a splash my first day back in a week and a half.
Yeah.
And say that Joe Biden really proved himself to be a royal piece of crap.
Indeed.
He really did. Did he even go to see the family? Did he reach out to them at all? No. But you had a former president who is under attack by the elected representatives of New York City and New York State. He goes to and honors this man with his presence at the funeral. So it does speak volumes about the character of these two men. One is a money-grubbing a-hole, and the other one actually cares about people who wear a badge. So if you believe that we need law enforcement in this country, if you think that a police officer's life is worth something, that a country built on law and order is a better country than one built on chaos and deception, I think your choice is clear in November.
You got that exactly right. I mean, very well said. And, by the way, we also understand that Tunnel to Towers is really stepping up here. They're paying off the mortgage for the widow's Long Island home. Of course, they have the one-year-old son. I mean, this is so heartbreaking that we can't even express it.
Tunnel to Towers, a great organization. If you're looking for an organization to support, that's one of them. Most all of your dollar goes to where it's supposed to go, which is a far cry from a lot of places. In a tragedy like this, we're all supposed to step back for a moment and reflect. Instead, you had three Democrat presidents who couldn't bother to even contact the family.
Yeah.
So what does that say about not only those three men, but the organization they represent, which is the Democrat Party? If you vote Democrat, you've got to start being outraged at the selfishness.
Indeed. Indeed. And the out-and-out elitism. At this point,
absolutely.
Yeah, they're not connecting with working people or, you know, hardworking Americans. They're so far up in an ivory tower, it's not even funny.
As my girlfriend CJ says, we are living the Hunger Games. Yeah. You have the elitist class who live in Capital City, and everybody else lives in District 12.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's exactly the analogy. That's what it feels like. And they hate Trump because he does connect with people who are working out there for a living every day. That's exactly what happens. Well, Frank, stay right there. We're coming up to our first break. We're going to come right back, everybody, after this short timeout. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We've got a lot more going on.
Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
We choose truth over facts.
I am liar. It's burning through to my soul.
Where's the money?
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to everybody listening to us, however you are listening to us this morning, and especially if you're listening on TalkStream Live. We're very glad to have you on board this morning, and those of you listening across the GCN network, we're glad you're there, and everybody, of course, at AM 860, The Answer, our home station there in Tampa, Florida. And I'll tell you this, folks, we are so glad this morning to have Frank Salvato back with us, undergroundusa.com, and, of course, author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, Frank, I noticed earlier that They're bringing in these the largest crane on the eastern seaboard is being brought into Baltimore to help and assist in clearing away the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And you know, as a firefighter, I've really been interested to get your take on how that whole thing unfolded, and certainly how the rescues might have been approached. I mean, when something that catastrophic happens, you know, how do the first responders even begin to size up what's happening?
Well, as odd as it sounds, there is training and protocol for this. Even in the midst of chaos, you try to train for something of this magnitude. Mm-hmm. Hard to do, but it's, you have a general idea of what you're supposed to be doing in instances like that. So I commend the first responders for being able to respond in the middle of the night, getting jolted out of bed to do what they had to do. Thank God there were only, and I know that sounds horrible to say because I grieve with those who lost their lives during this tragedy, but thank God there were only eight. It could have been so much worse if it would have happened during rush hour. much worse. I've been over that bridge a bunch of times. I used to live in Annapolis, and I went into Baltimore a lot. It's a major bridge out there. So it really could have been something that that would have made the history books far beyond where it made because of what happened. So you respond with the protocol. You do staging areas, and everybody's got a task. Everybody knows where they're supposed to go stage and what their duties are. And if you follow the standard operating procedure correctly in a catastrophe like that, you can minimize the loss of life and maximize recovery or rescue. In this instance, there was just a lot of recovery.
Indeed, indeed. Well, and of course, it did happen in the middle of the night, basically. The temperature of the water was very cold. The temperature outside was about 30 degrees, from what I recall. Obviously, you're dealing with water. You're dealing with almost an inaccessible area to get to. It would be so overwhelming. But as you said, I mean, they do train for this. I mean, and that to me is just, again, overwhelming, because the bravery that needs to be there to go into that kind of situation, to me, is just really something.
Well, when you train, and you're dedicated to the training and you have the right equipment, you can do a lot of good things. Dry suits getting in the water help the rescue personnel not succumb to hypothermia the way a victim would. Having the right equipment in the rescue vehicles is something that is a local type of flavor when it comes to what you carry on your rigs. But you are going into the unknown, and it's unsafe. So when you pass by your fire departments and your rescue squad's houses, and you see them just mulling around, it's after they've done their training on things like this. Mm-hmm. They're never idle. They're always trying to figure out new ways to save lives or to solidify tried and true ways that have served them over the ages. They're not just sitting around, you know, they're not just watching TV with their feet up. They've worked all day long to train. So, when you see them wiping down the vehicles or doing something outside the firehouse, and it looks like they're just enjoying the day, that's after they've done all this stuff.
Well, and well-deserved, that's for sure. Well, you know, something else that we talk about frequently, Frank, is what happens with the radical Islamic jihadists, for one thing. But by the way, I think the CIA just recently, you know, was saying, well, we can't call them that anymore. We had to find some other terminology, so go figure. But we understand there's a report that ISIS is now calling for a Ramadan massacre of Christians and Jews by what they call lone wolves across the U.S., Europe and Israel, to go out and do terrorist acts. I mean, what the heck?
You know, and this is going to sound harsh, but then again, it's me saying it. Screw the Biden CIA and their redefinition of what bloodthirsty, murderous, Islamo-fascist jackasses are. Because that's what they are. Yeah. They want you dead. They want the West to succumb to their knees to Islam. They want a global caliphate, and they use terror and murder and death to achieve it. So if you're trying to soft-pedal ISIS, what kind of a jackass are you?
No kidding.
We don't need to back away from understanding how vicious and barbarian-like these people are. They saw the heads off people, and they do it on film to terrorize the public. And as we're seeing with Hamas, they will use sexual aggression as torture and then lie about who's actually doing it while they say, we need a ceasefire, we need a ceasefire. Why do we need a ceasefire? You're the ones who started it. You should be eradicated because you're a murderous bunch of barbarians, you know, who have no value for life whatsoever. So this redefining of what an Islamo-fascist terrorist is reprehensible. And if for no other reason, we should look at the immediate retooling of our intelligence community to stop it from soft-pedaling stuff like this. Our military should be feared around the world instead of laughed at like they were when we left Afghanistan. And our intelligence community should also be feared for the potency that they have. Not this get on a knee and capitulate to the worst type of human being on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So ISIS is calling for a massacre on Ramadan? That's who they are. It's supposed to be a holiday where they fast and think about their God. So what do? They want to sacrifice the infidel? How incredibly anciently barbarian is that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, we saw what happened near Moscow in the theater. And it was ISIS-K that claimed responsibility of that. One of my concerns, in addition to the loss of life that was terrible that happened there, is that that you would have lone wolves or you would have other cells, even in this country, to say, wow, look what they did. Let's go get on the news ourselves. You know, that's my concern, is that sometimes these things are triggers or messages to say, now is the time to go do your mission.
Well, this one was pretty overt. Hey, we're calling on you to go do it.
Yeah, exactly. In this particular way, exactly. Absolutely.
You know, so what is their goal? They stated it. Can we listen to them?
Yeah.
You know, can we believe them? They stated what they want. It's like the Hamas charter. They don't want Israel to exist, but the Biden administration and the people on the far left and these idiots who are pro-Hamas in the streets protesting here in the United States, they want us, well, let's just ignore that and say that they're the victims. They're not. They want the eradication of an entire people. And
yeah.
If you think it's going to stop with Israel, it's not. They've proved it through history that the caliphate must rule the world. Just take a look at the Islamic influence going all the way back to the Ottoman Empire and how it's ebbed and flowed in the conquest that they've done throughout the land there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. The phrase you just used as well. I mean, they're trying to eradicate a people. They're trying to commit genocide. I mean, and we hear this on a regular basis, and it's almost like, well, people would think, well, it's so evil that that can't be right. But what you just described, that's exactly what they want to do.
They call Trump Hitler, but you have to understand that the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who sided with Hitler during World War II, they never gave an unconditional surrender, so they're still at war with the West.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, Frank Salvato, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Sounds good. All right, everybody. Frank Salvato is going to be right back with us here on this Good Friday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending illegal immigrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. Thursday, officials disclosed over 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring North Korea, while China opted to abstain from that vote. Tuberculosis rates in the United States are experiencing an upward trend. In 2023, they surged by 16%, marking the third consecutive year of increase. This rise comes after almost three decades of steady decline. According to the latest report from the CDC, the number of TB cases nearly reached 10,000, representing an increase of close to 1,300. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, boss, I'm over, baby, keep on working for the same no time to quit.
You're listening to Kyle
Warren. I'm over, baby, keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself.
You know, I got to tell you, the time just really just flies by. Every morning here on the program, and Friday is no different. And one of the things that we're glad to be able to do here on this show is to help you, you know, pass the time in the morning, hopefully pretty quickly, going to wherever you need to go to or doing whatever you are doing overnight if your day's just starting or if your day's just ending. Because you've been working overnight across America over the third watch. So we're glad to be with you no matter what. And so once again, the telephone number, folks, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and also, of course, author of the book Nullification. And, Frank, you know, people can go over to Amazon, correct, and find your book over there.
Absolutely. Just look up Nullification. It'll pop up. When it first came out, it was number one in government and politics, which I was shocked at, pleasantly so. But go on over there and pick it up. It's in paperback and Kindle. My hope is that you read it and then contact some trustworthy state officials, representatives, or people in the executive branch saying, hey, you know, this option is open to you when it comes to an overreaching federal government.
Well, indeed. And, you know, we get a lot of calls, especially regarding what's happened at the border, especially at El Paso. I don't think you and I got a chance to really talk about where they tore down the fence and threw punches at the uniformed National Guard. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Governor Abbott is trying to get a hold of, and the federal government continues to just be AWOL on this.
Right, and this is an abdication of an obligation that is constitutional. It's certainly impeachment-worthy, but, you know, I don't want the laughing hyena in there, so I get why they won't do it. We've kind of put ourselves in a trick bag because people fell for Orange Man bad last time. You know, they fell for it. It was a marketing tool that the left employed to smear this guy with the full weight of the media, and people bought it. They didn't think for themselves. They didn't look at the policies that were put in place. They didn't look to see if they were economically better than they were before. All they heard was COVID, 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 Orange Man bad.
Indeed.
And while they were listening to that in several states that are problematic, they started unconstitutionally switching the way the election law is, without going through due process and proper channels. So, you know, you want to say it was stolen? I'll say it was manipulated. How's that? That they made the playing field unlevel, and that's not cool either. So the reason that you hear more and more people saying you need to think for yourself is so that we don't keep falling for the garbage that the media keeps trying to feed us. They're not on our side.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. We've got Anthony in Tampa giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Frank Silvata.
Good morning, Kyle. And, Frank, it's good to hear you back again. You're always a source of encouragement and enlightenment. So, thank God that you're back. You're one of the pivotal moments of the program here, mm-hmm. the platform. Again, going back to the media, no more complicit in two fronts. First, the fact that they not only downplayed, but they pretty much gave a pass to BLM, which were the inspiration of the surge against police officers around the country, indiscriminately taking out police officers while they were sitting in their cars or walking down the street or doing their jobs. I recall a first responder, a female that was stabbed in New York City and left to die on the sidewalk. And then we got the whole epidemic of the Palestinian radicals, which the media, and I'm going all out for saying every segment of the media, national and local, are complicit in downplaying and just giving them a pass. Because I recall after the Super Bowl, what did one of the stations go completely to was a supposed suffering Palestinian and their accusations against Israel as being the oppressor. It's gotten to the point where, yeah, I agree with you. I think we need to shun the media because they're not on our side. They're not our friends. They come across as being friendly, but I don't know them, and they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
So the garbage they're spewing is totally disingenuous. It's false. It's misleading. And then, again, going on to Trump, I figure if there's anybody else out there that has a better candidate to replace Trump against Biden, I'd wish they stand up and let us know. Because right now, as we're winding down towards November of 24, he's the only guy that's going to – he's demonstrated himself in the prior 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is going to do that to the degree that it's going to stand up for police? It's going to stand up to protect our borders? All out, man. I mean, the economy. So, yeah, let's go and wake up because, you've heard the reports of women getting slugged in the streets of New York
yeah,
City.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, that's the progressive left. They brought it upon themselves because they gave – favoritism and support to BLM, and I'm talking about athletes also who gave a bended knee to mm-hmm. BLM, and look what that's brought them. That's only encouraged them to spur out and start taking out their angst against Asian, elderly Asians and against Jews.
Yeah.
So you know, let's wake up, guys. We need to stand up and let's support the guy who can get us through this ordeal. Thank you so much. God bless you, Frank. Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. I appreciate the call very much. Yeah, that's a great call, Frank. And, you know, can't argue with the stuff that he's saying. This is way out of control in so many respects.
First off, thanks for the kind words. They are deeply appreciated. Flattery will get you everywhere, Tony. What we have to start doing is thinking that the media, you know, think about it this way. What knowledge are we gleaning from their reports? We're not. In almost every instance when the talking heads get on the screen, all they're doing is inflaming something. They're taking a side and just inflaming the heat around the subject to benefit one bias. You know, if you spend just 10 minutes a day researching one issue on the internet with the right search words, you can get more information than the media will give you in a year.
Yeah.
But it's up to you to take the time to seek out the truth. That's the big one here. If you're not going to take the time to seek out the truth, then you have to feed from the trough of garbage. So, you know,
well said. You've
got a media that dismisses the grotesque response to chaos that was created by Antifa, by BLM, you know, this lawlessness that is now established in the urban areas where people could just walk up to a woman and punch her on the street?
Yeah.
That's not a game.
Yeah.
That's assault and battery. Why aren't they being charged, and why aren't they going having their day in court?
Yeah. It's a total deterioration, you know, right before our very eyes. Well, I'll tell you what, we got one more caller, Frank. We got Jack in Tampa. Jack, we got about a minute, so if you have a quick question for Frank, you'll be able to respond. Good morning.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Oh, boy, I got to really condense it then. I'll just give you the one quick question I had is regarding Israel. Obviously, you know, anybody who studies this, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, they all believe in Abraham as their first prophet. They all believe that Jesus was real. Of course, only Christians believe he's the true Savior, but they all think he was a good prophet. And Jesus gave the commandment of love one another. And none of them are following that. We're all fighting, you know, everybody's fighting everybody. And so my question is, obviously, again, this the history there goes way back. Both sides do have a claim to that land. Why can't they just split it?
Yeah,
you know,
good question.
And be done with this. Because just continue killing each other just creates more hatred.
Good question. We appreciate it, Jack, and we'll let Frank respond here real quick. We're glad to talk with you. We'll talk with you again soon. What do you think, Frank? Unfortunately, we're starting to run out of time, but what do you think?
It's an easy answer. The Palestinians don't want it. The Islamists don't want it. The Quran that commands them to conquer the world for Islam.
Indeed. Well, Frank Silvato, we're glad you're back. We're glad you're feeling better. And take care. We're going to talk again on Monday, my friend.
You stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. Folks, we're coming right back with Patrick Hyland.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, Friday edition, folks, continues on. Welcome to everybody listening, AM 860 The Answer, everybody along the GCN network. You're listening to the GCN live streams, by the way. The Wizards at GCN gave us a great live stream that plays the program all the time when we're not live and then clicks right in when we are live. So you can check that out. And also welcome to everybody listening to us on TalkStream Live. This morning. Glad to be with you. And you know what, folks? It is Friday, which means it's time to talk to Patrick Hyland. He's the insurance quarterback and also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear him on Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you know what, Patrick? My son texted me earlier yesterday and said, well, it's opening day, and so we're finally there. It's finally here, officially. So welcome, Patrick Hyland, back to the program.
Hey, Cal. Good morning, my man, and absolutely. It kicked it off yesterday, MLB, and God bless them. We had March Madness, too, and just a great day of sports, to say the least, to make it all happen. I go down the list of March Madness first. Clemson took care of Arizona. They were sixth seed, and they beat the number 2 seed, Arizona, 77 to 72. So congratulations, Clemson. They'll be in the Elite Eight, and that will be on Saturday for them. And then also UConn, they look like they're the best cow. I mean, they're just that good. They put on 82 points and beat San Diego State 82-52. When you can play that well on defense and score that many points, that's a tough combination to beat anything. So, very exciting. And Alabama, they're fourth ranked. Okay, we always think of them in football. Well, we're gonna have to at least talk a little bit about them in basketball now because they upset North Carolina 89-87. What a game that was! So. Very exciting, and then Illinois, for the people there in the Midwest, they're big Illinois fans, they won 72-69 over Iowa State. So, it was kind of ironic, the only favorite that won yesterday was UConn, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, we'll have Marquette playing NC State, 11th ranked NC State. We'll see if they can keep the magic going. Purdue and Gonzaga, that'll be a great game. And then Houston and Duke. Always a great matchup for Dukes in it. And then Creighton, you know, they're a number three seed. They're not a big name school that we all think of. We think of them in March Madness, but not in any other sports. And they'll take on Tennessee, the old Volunteers in their bright orange, taking on Creighton tonight. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens there. Yeah, and then talking baseball, that's a lot of heroics there at the end of the game. Blue Jays took care of business, Yankees, Orioles, and Red Sox. The Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays, our Rays here in good old Tampa Bay, coming at you from AM 860.
Mm-hmm.
Just, had a tough one yesterday. But that's going to happen. That's just the way it is. It's a long season, 162 games. So, and Toronto's no slouch. The Blue Jays are a good ball club. So hopefully the Rays can get on the winning list today. The Twins, Tigers, the Guardians. So funny calling them the Guardians instead of the Indians, Cal.
Yeah, anyway. True, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And then the Royals and White Sox, didn't get it together yesterday. The best game of the day was the Rangers. They had a walk-off win, and the Angels didn't win, Mariners didn't win, Astros didn't win, and the Athletics didn't win. That American League West had a rough time of it. But, again, it's a long season. And a lot of people that listen to Cal up in Georgia, the Braves got rained out, the Phillies and Mets got rained out. So they didn't get to see that division really play. The Nationals and Marlins didn't have yesterday. The Pirates, the Reds, they came through. The Cardinals and Cubs, a lot of Cubby fans out there. Cubs, not starting out. They should have a good team this year, the Cubs. I hope they get it together and make it happen. So let's go Chicago Cubs. And the Brewers got rained out, so they couldn't play either, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the National League, the Diamondbacks put it together and do a good job. So very nicely done by those teams. So we'll see. What happens over the weekend? A lot of fantasy baseball fans are excited that the baseball has started, to say the least.
Oh yeah, indeed. And there's always kind of a great feeling, you know, the first time you go back out to the stadium, to the baseball stadium, and there's that feeling, and you know, spring is here. By the way, it feels like it anyway, it's just a great change. You know, in the routine and getting back out and just watching the game can bring a lot of bring you a lot of happiness and peace.
Absolutely, that's what sports is all about, Kyle. Just to give you a break from life, you know, because life will knock you down. You got to get back up and keep moving forward and doing a good job, and that's what it's all about. You know, and we got to help each other get there too, and look out for each other like we used to. That's so important. So, talk a little bit of hockey with you because we're getting into playoff time now. Let me tell you, it's getting right to the nitty gritty, and the NHL standings is going to be real, real close here to the bitter end. The Tampa Bay Lightning are hanging in there for Lightning fans. okay? They would make the playoffs if they were to start today, mm-hmm. but barely. They would be the first wild card team. They do a weird scoring system, Cal, for the audience when it comes to hockey. I know your son likes hockey. He's taking you to a couple games.
That's right.
And, you know, if you win the game, you get a amount of points. Overtime loss, you get some points. And if you lose, you don't get anything. Well, it looks like about 100 points is going to be the magic number. And the Lightning are 87, and they only have 10 games left. So they're going to have to probably win, you know, at least a third of them, and that they should squeak in. But Washington, the Capitals, and the Detroit Red Wings, they're not too far behind, so they need to watch out for them, catch them. And then on a long shot, the New York Islanders, they really have to go on a scare, a big run here. But crazier things have happened. They'd have to win about, I'd say, seven games to have a shot. And then they could squeak in. But that's it. Boston looking real good. The Florida Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're looking at in the Eastern Conference. Now, for the Western Conference, Dallas and Colorado are kicking butt. And then Vegas, they're doing wonderful. But such a new franchise that's really done well. Vegas really, they have the luck of Vegas. They're the lucky team in Vegas. Let me tell you, they're making it happen, man. They're rolling the dice, and it's coming up seven.
Indeed.
And your next one was, go ahead, Cal.
I was going to say, indeed, absolutely. Yeah, Vegas, never bet against Vegas.
There you go, man. Good one. And the LA Kings, they're the second wild card for all the people listening out west. So that's pretty much an update on what's going on in hockey, March Madness and basketball. So we'll see what happens, you know, the rest of the way. This weekend's going to be something to look at. I mean, there'll be something for any sports fan out there to watch this weekend. You want to watch a hockey match, you'll have it. It'll mean something. Basketball, March Madness, and NBA, it'll mean something. And then just to see how your team's starting out this year is always exciting, like you said. I wish we get rainouts and snowouts. I don't know why they don't schedule the first 2 weeks, Cal, in the southern cities or in domes. It's always baffled me about MLB, why they don't do that.
Yeah, it would make a
California.
Lot of sense.
Yeah, you know, play them out in California, play them in Arizona, play them in Houston, play in Florida and Georgia, and, go from there. But anyway, it's just funny how that seems not to work out.
Sure.
But, you know, about funny how things don't work out. When people don't plan, you know, they're gonna fail in their life. And that's what I help them do every day, Cal. We plan on just giving them the right things for the right reasons to help them out and put them on track to have a better life, make things happen for themselves. But anybody listening needs any help with any finance or insurance needs, feel free to call me. I'll be a second set of eyes for you, and I'll help you out. Mm-hmm. Answer any questions for you I can and help you out. Cal, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Folks, call me at 813-966-1052.
Sounds
good. Monday, Cal. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Patrick, happy Easter, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.